Okay.
So part of the work... So as part of the community building work, our role is to go out into the community and meet as many people as we can, in our case with a particular focus, families with children under five. And we identify people that we like to call community connectors, and they're the people that are in the community. They know the community really well. They know their own people. They know what's going on, and they're really tuned in. And they're a real local asset to the community, because actually it's those people that get things done, and they're the people that can help you when you need to find out, is there anyone in the community who knows about breastfeeding? Well, they're the people that will know who to point you towards. And actually what they all bring different things to the community. Some of them bring just their connections, just the people that they know, and they're just really curious and interested in people, and that's a real asset. And others bring skills and knowledge and expertise in something, and others just bring energy and just bring that spark that needs to set things off. And they might not always be involved throughout the project, but they're the ones that start it off. And others have actual assets, physical assets that they can bring. So people who run cafes, or people who own trucks, or people who own things that can be used for the community benefit. So our role is to identify those people and get to know them and work with them, and more importantly introduce them to other people in the community, and actually build this real net and network of people who all know each other and who all know who to go to. And I see my role ultimately as towards the end of my role, if I'm not there, then that's okay, because those people already will know each other. So I'm kind of, my role is to almost do myself out of a job.